All right, we're back. You've been listening to Who's Talking, and we've got none other than Jim Hobgood taking a little rest over here. Grandpa.
Hopefully they're still listening to Who's Talking.
They're still listening. We've got Michael Tusky getting ready to jump in here with the Olympic Sports Report.
All right, here we go. Not much happening this week that we really want to talk about, but we'll go with the number 8 Virginia women's soccer team. Their season came to an end on Friday as they lost 3-0 to number 6 Florida State in the NCAA quarterfinals on the road in Tallahassee.
Brutal.
So a tough one down there in Florida. Their final 2011 record is an impressive 17-5-2. So making it to the Elite Eight, I think it was a successful season. We had wrestling coach Steve Garland on the show last week. We talked about the upcoming match with Virginia Tech at John Paul Jones Arena. Unfortunately, that didn't go as well as planned. We lost 18-13. 9 of the 10 bouts came down to decisions in a very tight match. The Virginia team is currently ranked 22nd in the nation, while Virginia Tech is number 15. Next, the team heads up to Penn State. For the Penn State Open on Sunday in State College, Pennsylvania, no Sandusky jokes allowed.
Well, Hubbo, let's talk about the basketball team real quick. There was a nice win last night by Tony Bennett and the boys. Raucous crowd, although there were some empty seats. A little surprised by that.
Yeah, they listed the crowd at 10,000. You were there. I was not.
That was an accurate assessment. Yeah. I would have thought it would have been more like 12 to 14,000 people, but you know, I think it's just a sign of the economic times. I think people are squeezed, and the people that were there were raucous. They were into the game.
Well, it's still early in the season. Yeah, well-played game, particularly in the second half. You know,
yes.
Virginia, I didn't think, played especially well in the first half, largely because they weren't making shots. Defensively, they played solidly throughout the game. You know, the one thing that Coach Bennett, I would love to see Virginia push the ball once in a while when they get a rebound.
Run with the ball.
I'd like to see the tempo pushed a little bit on the offensive side because they're really content to walk it up and run
their
half-court set. But nevertheless, I mean, Michigan's a very good basketball team. John Beilein's a terrific coach. So that's a very good win. I think that will serve them well. Come Selection Sunday down the road, and we'll offset a bad loss to TCU. TCU's not a very good basketball team, so that's a bad loss, but Michigan certainly a good win, and we'll see where we go from here.
You know, one of the things after the game was the comments made by the Michigan players as well as Coach Beilein. They all talked about how well Virginia played defense and that as long as Tony Bennett is in Charlottesville, Virginia will always play good defense. Mm-hmm. I think the trick for this team is going to be, will KT Harrell find a role where he can create some shots when we get into a jam? Hopefully Harris will find rhythm to his outside jumper. Clearly right now, Sammy Zaglinski and Jontel Evans are starting to show signs of life that are exciting. They were getting to the rim a lot, making good passes. Asan didn't really get a lot of chances on the offensive end. But Asan made some terrific block shots in the second half.
Well, defensively, he's good. You know, I still worry about when you have Evans and Asan in the game at the same time, you get 40% of your team that the other team doesn't have to guard. You know, I'm an offensive guy. You know, I like offense.
Shoot the ball.
You know, but at the end of the game, I thought Evans, Zaglinski, Brogdon, Harris, and Mike Scott. That's their best lineup.
Yeah.
You know, now, you know, they want to play Scott at the four, and a lot of college basketball's matchups, they're going to have to play Asan Sen, and he will continue to start, I'm sure, particularly against ACC schools that have bigger kids. But they got a nice eight-guy rotation, and I think they're going to have a very good year.
Yeah, Kim Mitchell and Johnston are going to have to fight for their minutes, but they need those guys.
Well, Mitchell will get in. I think, you know, certainly Mitchell, KT Harrell, and Brogdon will, you know, form the eight-guy rotation with the starting lineup that they had last night. But the key is, coaches always say, it's who's in the game at the end of the game, not who starts. But anyway.
All right, back to football. We're going to pivot.
Back to football.
Merrill, give us your thoughts. Virginia's preparing for a bowl game. There's renewed enthusiasm in the program. Coach London named ACC Coach of the Year. We got 30 seconds or so.
Well, we got a good core on the offensive side coming back next year. I mean, we got Rocco. We got three running backs that are very, very good.
They can play.
We got a lot of two young receivers that are speedsters. Got to catch the football sometime, but speedsters. They'll work on that this offseason. I think we're going to be a very good football team for years to come, and I'm excited about UVA football again.
Well, as you say, Coach London, Coach Reed, the entire – and Coach Lazor. I think he has done a terrific job as offensive coordinator.
All right, so just to summarize, Virginia's possibly going to the Belk Bowl, but I think I'm sticking with my original hunch that Virginia is somehow going to end up in the Music City Bowl. I think Wahoo fans remember how much fun it was to beat Minnesota years ago.
By next week's show, we'll know. Sunday night is the key, right?
All right, we've got to head out of here. Go Wahoos.
Talk to you next week.
See you.
Thank you, Merrill.